Constitutional showdown, Supreme Court cracks down on judicial overreach. The universal injunction was conspicuously non-existent for most of our nation's history. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, Trump vs. CASA, judicial supremacy just hit a wall. In a landmark 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court ruled that federal courts lack authority to issue universal injunctions, a seismic win for constitutional order. This historic case, Trump vs. CASA, not only reaffirms executive power but curtails a legal weapon long used to block conservative policies from coast to coast. This article draws extensively from reporting by Tyler O'Neill, senior editor at the Daily Signal. Read the original coverage here. While the case involved a challenge to President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship, the court's ruling focused on the broader issue: can a single district judge stop a policy for the entire country? The court's answer, no. A power courts were never meant to wield. The court decisively held that injunctions must be limited to actual parties in a lawsuit, not the entire nation. Justice Barrett, writing for the majority, noted this nationwide approach has no basis in the historical understanding of equitable power. Trump's Solicitor General John Sauer testified that 35 of 40 universal injunctions came from just 5 jurisdictions, evidence of strategic forum shopping designed to grind the executive branch to a halt. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Universal injunctions froze Trump's public charge and border policies, stopped ICE from enforcing immigration orders, delayed implementation of legally valid executive actions. Justice Barrett rightly declared, district courts asserting the power to prohibit enforcement of a law or policy against anyone is a recent and troubling development. God first, the limits of human power. Scripture reminds us that lawlessness is not freedom, and unchecked human authority must be restrained. The Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, it is he who will save us. Isaiah chapter 33 verse 22. This decision realigns the judiciary with its biblical and constitutional bounds. Justice Barrett even rebuked Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson for dismissing limits on judicial authority as mind-numbingly technical, warning that her vision would make even the most ardent defender of judicial supremacy blush. Implications for immigration and beyond. This ruling won't decide the birthright citizenship debate, but it does shake the foundation of activist litigation strategies. Expect these changes. Lower courts can't block deportations nationwide. ICE enforcement actions may resume more quickly. Forum shopping will face tougher scrutiny. Lawsuits must stick to actual plaintiffs. No more national vetoes. In short, a major break has been placed on the fourth branch of government, the activist judiciary. Constitutional showdown scorecard. Executive power reinforced. Judicial restraint reaffirmed. Forum shopping undermined. Rule of law strengthened. The tide is turning. One judge should not be able to override the will of the American people, especially when those powers were never granted by the Constitution in the first place. Related reading. Tyler O'Neill, The Daily Signal, Supreme Court strikes down universal injunctions. VCA Constitution Series Archive. Heritage Foundation on Nationwide Injunctions.